The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and we're glad you're with us. We have a lot of basketball to talk about. Obviously, it's March, it's Indianapolis, it's Indiana, and got a lot going on. Right now, though, the man who's going to shepherd you through the night with every possible score and bit of information you could need on a Friday night, the star of our show, Network Indiana's Eddie Garrison.
Thank you, Coach Lovell. It's a pleasure to be with you and Elijah Robertson here tonight in downtown Indianapolis on what is a busy month of basketball, not just at the collegiate level, but the high school level as well. We'll get to the semi-state matchups tomorrow afternoon, but in action right now, the quarterfinal for the Big Ten tournament. It's the Indiana Hoosiers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers out in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Indiana currently ahead in Nebraska. It is still early, just about 6 minutes into the game. Indiana Hoosiers have 12. Nebraska has 10. McKenzie Mbako and Malik Renew each with 5 points for Indiana. The other 2 points coming from Xavier Johnson. When it comes to Nebraska, it's Bryce Williams leading them in scoring with 8 points. Earlier today, first game on the schedule in college basketball, number 3 Purdue, number 1 in the Big Ten. They defeated the Michigan State Spartans 67-62. A little bit of a worry there in the second half from the Boilermakers as Braden Smith went down with an apparent injury, but he was able to return. Have more on that on what Matt Painter said after the game. But Zach Evany dominant once again, 29 points, a dozen rebounds. Lance Jones had 10 points. Mason Gillis off the bench with 8. Purdue advances, and they will play tomorrow afternoon. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Eddie Garrison.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Driven, the number 2, savelives.org. Driven to savelives.org. Make sure you visit this extremely important website. Eddie Garrison, great to be working with you. How are you?
I'm good, Coach. How are you? It's always a pleasure to work with you.
Good, thanks. Well, you're kind. You're very kind. So, your University of Indianapolis Greyhounds, big time tournament coming up. Coach Corsaro might join us tonight. They're busy. Who do they play tomorrow?
William Jewell. So it's a fascinating matchup because William Jewell beat them in the regular season.
Right.
William Jewell is the team that ousted them in the GLVC playoffs as well.
Right. So this, for everyone, this is the NCAA Division II National Tournament. This is round one. And UIndy is hosting this particular regional. So what time does that game start tomorrow?
Ooh, good question. I was looking up the Trine game as well tomorrow because they're in the D3 National Championship. They're taking on Hampton-Sydney. That game is tomorrow at 4:06.
Go Thunder.
Yes, Go Thunder is right, and they're playing that in Fort Wayne at the Coliseum.
I love it. It's at the War Memorial Coliseum. Great place to see basketball. And Eddie, it was Tri-State when I played and when I coached. And now it's Trine, and sometimes I have that what psychologists call spontaneous recovery, something you've learned and you're conditioned, and it goes away, and then sometimes it comes back. So I still think of it as Tri-State. Love Trine. The Thunder are really good. Brooks Miller, a tremendous coach. They've had a great year. They've been good all year long, and so we wish them the best. We wish the Greyhounds the best in their matchup tomorrow with William Jewell. And then we'll have Purdue playing, and hopefully – they'll have IU playing after they beat Nebraska tonight.
That's right. William Jewell tomorrow is a tentative schedule at 5 o'clock from Nixon Hall at UIndy. Purdue earlier, we already talked about a little bit. They won by 5 over Michigan State. Indiana right now, about 13 minutes left in the first half. They are down just 1, 13-12 to Nebraska.
This will be a close game. This will be a closely played game. This is your time of year, Eddie. Spring training. Everybody having fun, baseball right around the corner. I told my wife I'm mowing the grass tomorrow, for goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that tomorrow, too.
Oh, my goodness, you know. So, yeah, that time of year. Plus, semi-states. Oh, my goodness, what games. We're going to talk with some of the coaches involved in some of these matchups, as we normally do on nights like this. I want to remind you all that the state finals – will be on the 30th. It's not the semi-state. And then the finals next week. It's 2 weeks from tomorrow. So just a reminder, because the NCAA first and second round are in town. So makes sense. And everybody, you want to take a little time as a team, heal up some injuries. Your minds and your bodies can heal up a little bit from a long grind of the regular season. It's been a long, long season for everyone. And so, and even from a broadcaster standpoint, guys like me need a little break too. So that's what's going on. So tonight we have a lot of basketball to talk about, Eddie. College basketball, we're getting there. And the question continues to be, Sycamore's in or not? I'm like you. I mean, I had dinner with family last night. Family member of mine's on the board of directors of their fundraising group, and he's a nervous wreck, for heaven's sakes.
I know they did not get some good news today. Kentucky, they were facing a bubble team in Texas A&M. Texas A&M was able to defeat Kentucky, so that probably pushes the Aggies into the field for sure. And if you're looking at those bubble teams, that's one to circle. They won today. That's going to only hurt Indiana State. So from here on out, pretty much Indiana State needs some chalk. Providence, that's a team to monitor. They're at halftime against Marquette. They're down 11, so right now that's a good one for Indiana State. But it will be down to the wire Sunday night/evening for the Sycamores on the selection show.
Well, I have no crystal ball. I'm not like others. I actually know the process. Spent 7 years in the league office at the Horizon League running all the basketball. Our commissioner at the time was on the committee. I understand how the committee works. I understand how this process works. So I never, ever say, well, if they win this game, they're in. No one knows that. they act like they do, but they really don't. So I'm like everyone else. I can't wait for Sunday to find out if they're in or out. I think it'd just be a shame if they don't make it. But, you win 28 games and don't get in. Yikes. Seriously. All right, Eddie. Great to have you with us tonight. I'm glad you're here. Eddie Garrison. Every 15 minutes, talking about scores and scores and more. Short break, we'll come back, talk some more ball on Indiana Sports Talk.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com. and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Season 31. I'm not sure. Excuse me. Season 30. 31's next year. This is season 30. We are headed, not down the home stretch, but we're about to wrap up basketball. And, symbolically, that for me, that's kind of a, we're getting to the end. And so we got a lot more basketball to talk about and a lot more to go. So we're glad you're with us. Speaking of basketball, man, oh, man. Semi-states, we have a bunch in 4A, in the northern part of the state, at Elkhart, at the Northside Gymnasium at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Crown Point will play Fishers. Game one, second game, Fort Wayne will take on Mishawaka. Yikes. Those are four pretty good teams. Also in the northern part of the state, a 3A matchup at the Berry Bowl in Logansport. 10 a.m. start. Peru will play South Bend St. Joseph, followed by the Delta and Fairfield matchup at around noon. Also tomorrow at Lafayette Jefferson Marion Crawley Center, the 2A battle between North Judson St. Pierre and Wapahani starts the day at 10 o'clock, followed by Wabash taking on Fort Wayne Black Hawk Christian. Also tomorrow, a 1A semi-state taking place at Michigan City at the Wolves Den, 10 a.m. start. Liberty Christian will play Marquette Catholic, and Elkhart Christian will take on Fort Wayne Canterbury. The obviously, winners will play tomorrow night at 7:30 for a battle at Newcastle at the Newcastle Fieldhouse. Center Grove will play Ben Davis at 10, followed by Jeffersonville and their matchup with Lawrence North. Also in the South, in 3A, at the Lloyd E. Scott Gymnasium in Seymour, Game 1 features Garin Catholic taking on Danville Community. And the second game of the day, Evansville-Bossy will play Scottsburg. Tomorrow at Southport Fieldhouse, at the Southport Fieldhouse, a 2A semi-state battle between Park Tudor and Brownstown Central. This game starts at 10 o'clock, followed by the Forest Park and Park Heritage matchup. And then the final site, the Hatchet House in Washington, hosting a 1A battle between Greenwood Christian and Bethesda Christian at 10 o'clock. The second game of the day, Evansville Christian will play Bar Reef. So those are your games. Man, oh man. And don't, you know what? Don't forget. I don't need to remind you, but let me remind you nonetheless. Join us tomorrow night for the show. We'll be talking about a great number of these games. We're going to talk to some of the coaches who were involved in these games a little bit later on tonight, too. So you want to make sure you join us, have fun, and find out what's going on. Because it is an extremely difficult day. Winning two games against the caliber of play that is featured at these venues takes quite a bit. And if you get out of that, you deserve to move on and play for a state championship. You need that extra week, quite frankly. These are some tremendously talented teams who've had, obviously, great success to get where they are. And so we remind you, always remind you, go out, support those teams in your community, support those kids, and do it the right way. No place else like Indiana. Don't believe this narrative that's been out there that people don't support basketball, that basketball is losing its popularity. No such thing. These venues will be either packed or nearly packed tomorrow, and no one does it like we do. So have fun. Should be a lot of fun. Speaking of basketball, we have a lot more to go. We're going to talk some college basketball a little bit later on tonight. Scoreboard update coming up with the man himself, Eddie Garrison. This is Indiana Sports Talk.
Thank you, Coach Lovell. Update in the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinal, Nebraska, Indiana. Timeout, Indiana Hoosiers. Nebraska up by 5 now, 22-17. Bryce Williams has it going for Nebraska. He's now 5 of 7 from the field, 4 of 5 beyond the arc. He's got 14 points. Nebraska is now up by 5. 18 of their 22 points have come beyond the 3-point line. They're shooting 50%, 6 of 12. Indiana is plus 4 on the glass, but they are just 2 of 5 from 3-point range. The leading scorer for the Indiana Hoosiers is Mackenzie Mbako. He has 8 points, but he's shooting 3 for 8 from the field. Other games going on right now in college basketball. The MAC championship for the semifinal between Akron and Ohio. It's coming down to the wire within 90 seconds. Akron is up by 4, 60-56. They've outscored Ohio in the second half by 14. They were down 10 at intermission. They are now leading by 4. About halfway through the second half, number 6, Arizona, only up a point right now on Oregon. The Ducks outscoring the Wildcats thus far in the second half by 9. They were down by 10 after 20 minutes of play, 44-43. In the Pac-12 semifinal. It's halftime in the MEAC tournament for the semifinal. North Carolina Central and Delaware State 27-26. Providence Marquette, Indiana State Sycamores. That's the one to monitor. Providence making a little bit of a push so far in the second half. They've outscored Marquette to start the second half 8-4, but they're still down by 10.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. A lot of basketball to go on. All right, Eddie, give me an update on IU and Nebraska if you can.
Nebraska's up 5, and they've got the ball. Indiana came out of the timeout. They missed the shot. They're outscoring Indiana alone behind the 3-point line. Nebraska is 6 of 12. So that totals up to that 18 points. Indiana's in transition right now, though.
So I'm sure that you're thinking, okay, team is 6 of 12, they'll cool off. And my response to that is, they won't cool off unless you cool them off. That was always my comment to my teams. If you think they're just going to suddenly start not making shots, no, I don't want to. Why don't we guard people? Why don't we get out, you know, close out quicker, shade them that way, run them off the line, all the basketball talk, and do a little better job defensively and take and make some good shots, those kinds of things. So, yeah. So what's the game time for Purdue tomorrow?
They will play Wisconsin at 1 o'clock.
Ooh. And the feeling is that Braden Smith is going to play? That's it?
Well, Matt Painter said after the game that they're going to have to wait and see how he feels later tonight and then into tomorrow morning. They said that Braden exited the game briefly there in that second half with a calf injury, was not a knee injury. So that was the good news.
Good.
So he said he pulled like a calf muscle or something. So if it's a significant calf strain, you never know how those things are going to happen once the adrenaline's worn off. So it'll be something to monitor certainly tomorrow morning / early afternoon.
That's a great point because you know how it is that next day. You know, you're okay. You know, you got the injury. It's the next day that catches you. So let's, you know, cross our fingers and hope that everything is good. All right, so Purdue's in action tomorrow. Hopefully IU will come back. It's early. How much time is left?
There's 6 minutes left, but Nebraska can't miss. So they're back up by – they're up double figures now.
Oh, all right. All right, Eddie. All right, Paul Condrey joins us. You know Paul Condrey from the Regional Radio Sports Network and Indiana Football Digest and the creator of the Gritties, which we'll talk about. Also, the voice of the Bethel Pilots in the NAIA National Tournament. I know you're not out in the tournament on the first round, Paul, but what's happening with the Pilots?
Pilots a winner today, 85-67 going away, pulled away in the second half. Crossroads League, certainly an interesting first round. Marion appears to be going down in the first round, but Grace was able to come back and after a slow start and pick up an 85-65 win against 16 seed Washington Adventist. Obviously, Indiana Wesleyan, boy, I tell you what, they had to fight for everything they had and then some as they were won a double overtime game in the first round. So they're going to advance. Huntington advanced. So four of the five Crossroads League teams are going to advance. The Chicagoland Collegiate Athletic Conference, it appears right now, is not going to fare so kindly as it looks like they're going to go 0-3 when it's all said. Done. So the Crossroads League coach, as you well know, the best league in the country, certainly flexing its muscles. The lone loser, at least appears to be in this first round, is going to be the Marion Knights. That game's in the final minute, I think, right now, and it's about a 12-point deficit. So 4 out of 5 ain't bad, as they say.
Not bad at all. Now, who do the Pilots play tomorrow?
They're going to be playing the winner of the game that is going on right now. They're against Mid-American Nazarene taking on Central Baptist out of Arkansas.
Right,
that game is going to be concluding probably in about an hour. As it stands right now, it's a 27-22 game, or 27-27 game in this one. So, and by the way, that that Marion game is a final now, 84-71. The Knights, the lone team from the Crossroads League, going home in the first round.
Well, that's too bad, but the Crossroads League has, again, had a spectacular year. All right. I mentioned the Gritties. How many days until practice? Let's start this. How many days until high school football pads are on and we're knocking people around?
About 93 days, Coach.
Okay. I knew you would know. If anybody knows, you would know.
Thank you, Coach.
The Gritties are coming up literally before we know it. You're going to be doing the Gritties, correct?
Yep. April 14th, you're going to be there. You're going to be that, as always.
Right.
Forever. Host of the program. Excited. Once again, then my buddies Danny Muir and Robert Mathis are going to be there to talk to our primetime 25 guys. That'll be part of our photo shoot. Excited to about that. Also excited about Brian Walters, the head football coach at Purdue, is going to be our keynote speaker. As always, just such a fun night of an afternoon of high school football. We'll announce our Lifetime Achievement Awards, our Jason Kuntz Badge of Courage, our Spirit of Sport, our Community Involvement and Impact Award. We'll honor our state champions, our Coaches of the Year, Assistant Coaches of the Year, Excellence in Football Media, Players of the Year, and we'll have our big school and small school all-state teams will announce that same day. So it's going to be a fun time had by all, and I think there's about 23 tickets remaining, and that's about it right now. As it stands right now, this is going to be the 18th year, and it looks like we'll have another sellout, and we're gonna flirt around, and I think we may even do a live stream of this one, Coach, when it's all said and done.
I'll remember to get a haircut, okay?
Okay.
No, just for you guys. I will have my stylist.
No, I'm not trimming my beard for this one, Coach.
Nor am I, but I'll have my stylist at work on that, okay? Paul Condrey, great to catch up with you. Go Pilots, Crossroads League, doing well in the NAIA National Tournament today, except for Marion, who suffered a loss, but everyone else with W's. Paul, thank you. Enjoy the weekend. I appreciate you doing this.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you. Coming up, top of the hour scoreboard update. NAIA National Tournament continuing. I was fortunate to take four of my teams out to the tournament. A little different format then than there is now. Took two at Franklin and two at IUPUI. And it's the coolest thing on the planet, quite frankly. When you're at those kinds of schools, the opportunity to play in that event is magnificent. It's one of those great lifetime memories. Again, top of the hour scoreboard update coming up. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.